Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Two Cuts is a mess today.
Why is that?
I mean, first of all, this headphone thing is just...
He broke his headphones.
I mean, hysterical.
I've just been in the gym too much, and I just ripped them apart today with a really low effort removal from my head.
Based upon your shape, your physique, do not look like you've been in the gym too
much.
Unless you've been running.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah.
You've been cleaning the equipment?
Yeah.
Side gig, Planet Fitness spraying down equipment.
But the headphones just, I mean, he's got one, it's hanging low. He's got the other headphone to his ear. He's got it blasted as loud as can be. And you missed this beforehand. The sneeze that this man let off before the update.
Was it something?
It was something. It wasn't loud. It literally, I thought there was a duck in here.
Really?
Yeah, and it was not a fart.
Some people sneeze.
It was not a fart.
There's some interesting sneezing techniques out there.
There is, and he just, it was.
That was not it.
No, that was not
how I've been prone to do those, though, too. So.
Yeah, well, not in the studio.
No.
At least not while we're on here.
No, of course not. That would be too rude.
Yeah, you want to do the next show, that's fine, but for us, that doesn't happen.
No, but Gator's the second person this week to comment on the noise my sneeze makes. I really need to turn my life around, because I'm worried at this point.
I'm not saying turn your life around. I'm just saying, you know, let it out, brother. It sounds like you're trying to stifle it, or you're trying to smother a duck. And I'm like, what was that?
Now I look forward to hearing an authentic.
Yeah, I'll make sure to
update kids
sneeze.
On Monday, I'll come in and bring a feather and tickle my nose or something so you can hear it.
Or we can do it in your own private. You know, we don't need to. You know,
do you want me to record my next sneeze and send it to you, Doug?
That's what we want.
No, just make sure you record the updates. Okay. When necessary.
Just do my job. Is that what you want? All right, I can do that.
Thanks, kid. Sham Charania, ESPN NBA insider, just in. Breaking news at this hour. For the first time, the Memphis Grizzlies are entertaining offers to potentially move two-time All-Star Ja Morant ahead of the February 5th NBA trade deadline. Sources tell ESPN multiple teams are pursuing Morant in trade talks, and rival executives believe the Grizzlies would prioritize draft picks and young players in return. Sources said Morant, 26, is under contract with the Grizzlies through the 27-28 season. Memphis is considering multiple paths forward amid the emergence of several promising young players, including building around them and 2023 Defensive Player of the Year, Jaren Jackson Jr. The Grizzlies also remain open to continue on with Morant as a focal point, part of their retool. So how does it impact us here in Detroit? Here's how I think it's more likely to impact us here in Detroit. Some team in the East gets Ja Morant to improve their resume. In chasing after Detroit. Do I think the Pistons are likely to trade for him? Not necessarily. I'm not sure he would fit with their current roster, and I'm not sure if this is an experiment I want to take on, although he is a dynamic player. There's no question about that. I do have concerns that it makes the East more interesting if somebody else trades for him. Now, he's not the type of, you know, I'm not looking to go out and get another all-star point guard, but getting a if Ja Morant goes to, say, Indiana or Boston or the Knicks, or probably wouldn't be the Knicks, but somebody, wherever he, if he goes somewhere in the East, it might propel the Pistons to make a move on Michael Porter Jr. or some other deal, Lauri Markkanen or some other trade. But that's how I think it's more likely to impact the Pistons.
I would agree with you. I mean, as far as any interest in Ja Morant, I have no interest in Ja Morant. I think his off-court behavior is too much of a distraction, and just want to stay away from that. He's an incredibly talented player, and he'll end up somewhere and help some team out for a while anyway. We'll see. I tend to agree with you, though. If he goes to the East, that's the only way it affects the Pistons.
Kang, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm actually a big Ja Morant fan, but I mean, you can't bring him to Detroit, obviously. I mean, just what the chemistry and the guys have going on in the culture that in that locker room right now, you don't want to mess with it. That's something as, you know, unpredictable as Ja Morant's been the last few years. His talent on the court's unquestioned. Off the court, makes some, I would say, poor decisions. I still think he has time to learn and grow, and the story's not written on Ja Morant. I think he can still be a really good player and person in this league. For the Pistons, not a chance. Yeah, how does it affect the Pistons? You guys are right. Does he go to a team in the East? I want less superstars in the East, selfishly. You know, like, I mean, this year, it's you know, I don't wish injury upon anybody, but it is what it is. Tatum and Halliburton are out because of injury. And that opens the door for a team, a young team like the Pistons, to come in and take advantage, hopefully, this year. But I think what it means, though, we could see some really big names get moved this year in the NBA trade deadline. You know, it's not over with Giannis. I have no idea what Milwaukee's going to do, what he wants to do. You know, this Ja Morant thing's the latest. You guys mentioned Porter Jr., Markkanen. I mean, Anthony Davis is trying to get himself out of Dallas, apparently. You know, all this, something big is brewing throughout the league, and that could affect the Pistons.
Well, interesting thing to monitor. In the meantime, we mentioned before the break, we'd talk a little college football, and I don't know where to start. Let's maybe start with all this means for the Big Ten. Two Big Ten teams playing tonight. Indiana and our new cousin Oregon are playing, and the champion goes, the winner of that game plays for the national championship. Third year in a row, a Big Ten team will be in the national championship game, and perhaps a third year in a row, the Big Ten wins a national championship. And I don't know that Gator, we could call it a coincidence if they do win three in a row in the 3 years that NIL has become legal. And interesting, no SEC team has played for a national championship since NIL has become legal. Is there a direct correlation? Well, this is one of the reasons why when people say we need salary caps, we need rules. I'm like, yeah, I mean, maybe eventually, but how about we have a, let's see, I feel like the SEC's had a run of, you know, like 30 years here, ruling. How about we put rules in place in 30 years? Because it does feel like maybe there was a leveling of the playing field somehow. And in fact, maybe now the system is benefiting the schools that are producing more millionaire and billionaire graduates. Maybe.
Yeah.
And the SEC is 2-8 in postseason games when they're not playing each other. And with Ole Miss getting bounced last night, they're frozen out again. I don't hate this, but I'll tell you who should be screaming is the ACC, because ACC is 9-4 in the postseason, and the ACC... And I mean, the Big 12 is 4-4, but it feels like the college football is morphing to this Big 2, Big 10 and SEC model, with ACC and Big 12 being considered power four conferences, but they're like the, you know, the redheaded stepchild of the power four. And I'm enjoying this, but at the end of the day, the power structure changes, but I feel like this power structure changed specifically with a rule change.
Yeah, look, I'll enjoy that the SEC gets locked out of a national championship. I think that's great. And obviously, if Big Ten wins a third here, that'd be awesome. I'm a Big Ten guy. I'm still struggling with that this is professional football, basically.
Yeah, it is professional football, basically. But, I mean, this is what it is. The games are still entertaining. Somebody said to me the other day that, I don't know, man, it's got to be a huge step forward. Bryce better be better next year because of what he's getting paid, talking about Bryce Underwood at Michigan. And I said, well, you realize the money doesn't change what kind of quarterback he's going to be. He's either going to be good or bad. And it might mean you overpaid for somebody when it's all said and done, but the money doesn't change who you are as a player. Now, it can impact you if you sign that contract and think, I've made it, kick your feet up and just collect checks. But that's a whole other thing.
I mean, colleges have higher payrolls than the other professional football leagues. You know,
you're talking about like XFL and
yeah,
all
whatever they combine, the UFL and all that. It is what it is. So we'll see. I mean, what it ends up doing, it'll end up costing a GM a job because now the schools have GMs mm-hmm. and they're the ones in charge of putting this roster together. And yes, there's recruiting and all as well, but it's a different kind of recruiting. It's just a different kind of football. What did you make of we haven't even really talked about the game last night, which was great.
Yep.
Last play of the game.
Yep.
Interference or no interference?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
There was a make good for 2002. For people who don't know what happened in 2002, Miami was playing Ohio State in the national championship game in the Fiesta Bowl. It was in overtime, and Miami was up 24-17. Ohio State had a fourth down and three, had to get the first down situation through to the end zone, and the pass was incomplete. It was really good coverage, and a flag came in late, and a very controversial flag at that. And years and years and years later, Miami, they say in a Hail Mary situation, there's hand fighting. That did not look like what I would call a Hail Mary situation. And I would also say that was excessive hand fighting. And I think what Miami did last night was more pass interference than what Miami did in 2002.
Yeah. Well, Ole Miss didn't play in 2002. Ole Miss played last night. So why Ole Miss gets penalized for something that may have been a past imperfection.
I'm just saying Miami gets the make good. They get the... Do I think the officials thought about 2002? No.
No.
I'm just being piffy and you're taking me literally.
I don't want to take you literally. So what do you think? Do you think it was interference?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Terry McCauley, who does that, I believe, for NBC, is the extra special official in the booth. He said, this is defensive pass interference. Everything up until the ball comes in is just mutual contact between two players tracking the ball. But as the ball arrives, the defender grabs the jersey with the right hand and pulls the defender down. And then there's a video of it going on. And it absolutely looks like it. It's interesting because last night during the game when they had their guy in the booth, didn't he say that, no, I don't think that's
interference. He said it was hand fighting and a Hail Mary and that was legal. What was crazy.
You got two different two different networks with two different views, and this is why we talk about it all the time with officiating.
Yep.
It's like impossible to do, particularly with pass interference.
It's an interpretation. And you know, the thing is, on that last, like that fourth quarter, there were flags all over the place.
Yeah, and I mean, there were
just crazy flags thrown. And as soon as I saw that.
Legitimate flags.
Yes, but.
Like, this would have been legitimate if they threw it, I think.
But that, to me, looked like pass interference. Now, it doesn't mean, certainly doesn't mean Mississippi wins the game. It means they get one more shot from, would have been
further up.
It would have been 15 from, they were on the 35, so we would have one shot from the 20, which is still a low percentage play, but I thought a flag should have been thrown.
Do you guys know if the rule book even says anything different about a Hail Mary? Because why is Hail Mary, you're only allowed hand fighting during a quarter Hail Mary?
I can't imagine it says
Mary?
Anything different. No,
because, yeah,
it's just
exactly.
Pass interference is pass interference.
Right? So then, because I could say as a coach, well, we were throwing a Hail Mary. You're allowed hand fighting a Hail Mary. Or they were throwing a Hail Mary.
Allowing for that is akin to like when people say, well, in the third period of a hockey game, you're supposed to swallow the whistle. No. If you're calling a penalty in the first period, it's a penalty in the third period. You shouldn't swallow a whistle because, oh, now the game's on the line.
There's also something else that's happening in college football that you can kind of see coming. I just sent you a text. I want you to look at it, Gator, and I want to address it next because I think the message is loud and clear. Some other tweak that this game needs. We'll get to that today at 1:20. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,